Good day, everyone, and welcome to the UFC conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Dave Schaller for opening introductions and remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for jumping on today's call. I'm going to get right to it. We have UFC President Dana White with a special announcement. Dana?
Thank you all for calling in on such short notice. I really appreciate it. Unfortunately, this isn't a good call. It's a bad call. Former UFC heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar has diverticulitis again. He spent all day yesterday over at the Mayo Clinic, has gone through a bumper-to-bumper, I guess we'll call it, of tests. And, you know, this thing acted up on him again. He's got some serious choices to make in the next couple of weeks, whether to fight this thing or to take the surgery. He's on the phone with us here today, so you guys can ask him questions. And his June 11th bout in Vancouver with Junior Dos Santos will still go on, only Dos Santos will fight Shane Carwin instead of Brock Lesnar. So we can go ahead and open it up for questions.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please keep in mind that you may remove yourself from the question queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touch-tone phone. We'll move first to the site of Franklin McNeil with ESPN.com. Your line is open.
Yeah, my question for Brock. Brock, when did you – have you been feeling any physical change? When did you become aware of the recurring illness?
Well, let me start off by saying this. First and foremost, I want to thank the UFC. I want to thank Mr. White, and I want to apologize to Junior Dos Santos and to Spike TV. And this is an unfortunate situation for me. I dodged a bullet about 2 years ago with diverticulitis. At that time, not knowing what was what the problem was. And dodged the bullet by not having the surgery. And diverticulitis is an illness that never goes away. It's something that I've dealt with since my first occurrence, and have been battling with it. It's something that's in your colon for the rest of your life. And I've been able to maintain it to a point where it's tolerable, but. I was able to go through 2 training camps, Shane Carwin and Cain Velasquez, and made it through those camps without having a bout or any symptoms. And I've been dealing with some symptoms for the last, I would say, 3 months. I felt a little bit while I was filming The Ultimate Fighter. And the only way to treat the symptoms is by getting on antibiotics and allowing allowing the antibiotics to take its course and to fight the infection. And during the course of this training camp, I felt another infection, got another CT scan done on my stomach where it was visible inflation. And due to that, what it does to you, it didn't allow me to train to my full capabilities. And I was forced to make a decision to go back down to the doctor this week to figure out how far this thing is along. And what it does is it drains my entire body down. Basically, you've got an infection in your stomach, and all my resources went to fight this problem instead of rebuilding what I tore down in the gym. So it's not as serious as last time. It just didn't allow me to train the way I needed to train for a number one contender's bout. I am forced with the decision to either have surgery or to deal with this for the rest of my life. So obviously, I'm fighting a different fight here, other than than having to give up the fight on June 11th. So a lot of things go through your mind as an athlete. Especially myself, you know, this is something that has been wearing on me for about a month now, and different thoughts come to your mind. But It wouldn't be fair to myself nor my family or to the people that I have to get in the octagon and perform in front of, because I wouldn't have been 100% on June 11th because I'm not there now. And I had to make a decision this week to allow the UFC enough time, and I have enough respect for them people to understand that, listen, I don't want to jeopardize. My health is number one. My family's number one. And it was a hard decision. I'm choked up about it. And there's nothing I can do.
Well, and one more question, Brock. What right now, as of today, what is your immediate plan for your fighting future?
Well, this isn't something for me. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not retiring. This isn't the end of my fight career. Okay. This is something that I believe in, and I have a strong faith. There's a solution to every problem. I just got to find the right solution to fix this problem. So I love this sport, and I love what I do. This isn't the end of Brock Lesnar. This is a speed bump in the road, and trust me, I've incurred a lot of speed bumps throughout my career, and this is one of them. Instead of not facing the music, I'm here to tell everybody, because I've been here before, and we want to make it known that I want to state that this is not an end of my career. Far from it.
Okay. Amen. Best wishes to you, man.
Thank you.
And our next question will come from the site of Jose Rodriguez with Sun Media. Your line is now open.
Hi, Brock. I guess my question is, last time you were dealing with this, it was a life or death situation that you were dealing with. You said this wasn't that serious. That's a fairly serious disease. I guess what's your own prognosis as to what happens?
Well, you know, I can just tell you my symptoms. It's just a abdominal pain, and what happened to me is when I'm training, I don't have the recovery. Like my immune system is going to fight an infection inside of my stomach, and my whole immune system, it runs me down. So because of what happened to me last time, I took it about 3 weeks farther than I should have, and didn't address the situation without antibiotics or those, the right medication. So I didn't want to go down that road again. So there isn't a fight in the world that's more important than my health. This fight is more important to me than a physical fight. So, I mean, that's where I'm at right now.
Now, you said you had some tough choices to make as to whether to try to deal with this, I guess, through antibiotics or through potentially surgery. Have you made a decision what you're doing with that?
You know, I haven't. Like I said, I went down to the Mayo Clinic yesterday. I was there for 14 hours yesterday and met with doctors and CT scans and this, that, and the other thing, and we're trying to figure out, this is an illness that a lot of people have, but the one thing that's different, I'm not like a lot of people. I consider myself a top-notch elite athlete that has to push his body to other limits, and because of the stress that I've put on my body in the training camp, it causes this thing to become active again and not agree with what I'm doing. So the only solution, I've been able to manage it for 2 years. And, when I left the doctor's office 2 years ago, they wanted to do the surgery on me then. And Dr. Bruder, one of my doctors just saved me from doing that by, giving me till the end of the hour to enough time I had a hole in one of my diverticuli, so it healed itself, and I was able to take the other road and to deal with it. But now I'm at another fork in the road to where, well, what do I do? You know, so that's where I'm at right now.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time. Thanks for the announcement and best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll move next to the site of Kevin Ioli with Yahoo Sports. Your line is open.
Hey, Brock, I'm sorry to hear about your illness, and I hope it clears up soon. I guess my question for you would be, what are the risks of surgery versus just, you know, trying to manage it the way you have in the past?
Well, that's something that we haven't gotten that far. I got to follow up with my doctors and weigh the risks and the rewards right now, we just wanted to. I went down there yesterday to figure out the problem. That, you know, we're waiting on a number of different tests to come back, and we haven't even had that conversation. Like the first thing that came to my mind was from today to June 11th, I can't be well enough prepared to step in the octagon and face Junior DeSanto. So. That was the first thing that I had to address and pull out of this fight because it was just it didn't make any sense. I got 3 weeks of training camp and I'm nowhere where I need to be right now for number one contenders fight. So that was our first. I've got some more doctor's appointments to follow up with. I don't know the risks if there are any. Hopefully, it's got to be better than what I've been dealing with for the last 2 years. You know, so I'm looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. Here is what I'm looking for.
And Brock, did you feel like even though you had cleaned up your diet and done all these things, that you were not the same Brock that you were previously athletically because of the illness?
I believe so. You know, I believe that I haven't been that guy. Even, on my comeback fight against Shane Carwin, I felt okay, but I would say that I was maybe 85-90%. And then the Velasquez fight was just, pushing myself to another limit. I told my wife and everybody else around me about a week ago, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, so. We got to find a solution to this. The fighter inside of me, the physical, the person that I am, doesn't want to back down from a fight. But let me tell you, my health and my family are more important than stepping in the octagon. So I don't care how much money you could put all the money in the world on it, But it's one thing I have found out through all this is that my family and my and everybody, if you ain't got your health and your family, you don't have diddly squat.
No doubt. Well, good luck, Brock. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question will come from the site of Dave Dieber with Post Media News. Your line is open.
Brock, having been through this once before, did you instantly recognize that just when something was off? You said that you haven't, been exactly back to yourself, but when things flared up, did you realize pretty quickly that, this could be the same issue coming back again?
Well, yeah, I knew right away that I was feeling the same feelings, but you start lying to yourself and start looking at yourself in the mirror like, no, it can't be because I'm doing... My diet has carried me this far. I'm feeling okay. But, there's always that somebody knocking on the door saying, this illness was something that has to be addressed.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brock. Dana, what did you think when you heard about this?
Well, first thing I said to him is let's figure out, he was all bummed out about pulling out of the fight. I said, don't worry about the fight, but let's figure out, go to the doctors, go talk, see what happens at the Mayo Clinic, and then we'll go from there. We've really just been taking it one step at a time. But yeah, it sucks. I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad it's not life-threatening and that he can, he's at the best place in the world to be to get it checked out, and we'll take it one day at a time.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, you know, Dana's first class on this thing. He was, you know, he's always been first class with the health and well-being of his fighters, and he's a class act guy. Fighting is secondary to my health, and that's the first thing that came out of his mouth, and I greatly appreciate that.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, all right. Thanks, you guys. Take care, bro.
All right. Thanks.
And we'll move next to the site of Jeff Wagenheim with Sports Illustrated. Your line is open.
Hey, Brock. I'm sorry to hear about this. I know you sound very disappointed, and wish you the best. I'm wondering about when you faced this last time and you came out of it, you talked about how you had to dramatically change your diet. And so you were doing something very foreign to you, the way you grew up eating, you know, being a meat and potatoes guy, eating a lot more vegetables and so on. I'm wondering how have you been able to maintain that? Have you been very disciplined and very strict with yourself about that? Have you slipped at all about that? Or do you feel like this is something that's gone beyond anything that having to do with your diet?
You know, that's what it's so frustrating about this. When this thing first came back to bite me in the ass here, I'm just diligent about because listen, you can't be at this level. You can't be at a level and step in the octagon. I take this is my life. I take this very seriously. It's not, you know, if you ask anybody that's around me, I'm very professional when it comes to about my fight career, and I follow things. I haven't gotten to where I am today by not being dedicated. And so I've been very dedicated with my diet, and we've been doing different things and new things things that have probably carried me this far, but you just don't see, you know, like I had talking with the doctor, you know, people don't push themselves to the limit with this disease. They can manage it, you know, so that's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
And we'll move next to the site of Neil Davidson with Canadian Press. Your line is open.
Thank you. Brock, do you have a time frame for when you're going to make the decision? And two, that's sort of a related question. Do you have all the information at your grasp at this stage between the two choices?
No, I don't. That's why I don't know when I'll make a decision on this. You know, we've got to explore both sides of the deal. You know, I know the answer to the one side of it of trying to manage this thing. And be an elite athlete. So that answers my question. So now I just got to open the other door to see what's behind it and see what the options are for the surgery.
And when you are not training and doing all the pushing yourself as an elite athlete does, were you feeling okay?
Well, yeah, you know, but I mean, you got to understand since I don't know, November of 2009, since my first incident, January I started training for Shane Carwin, fought Shane Carwin. Then I started training for Cain Velasquez and fought Cain in October. And then, you know, so I've been able to manage it. This time, for some reason, it didn't want me to get in the octagon June 11th for some reason. I don't know, you know, so it didn't want to stay where it was supposed to stay, I guess.
Well, good luck with it. We're all wishing you well.
Thank you.
And our next question will come from the site of Myron Medcalf with Star Tribune. Your line is open.
Hey, Brock, sorry to hear about the diverticulitis. I guess my question is, when you got it back 2 years ago, I mean, did doctors talk about just this possibly being a problem going forward? I mean, was it something where you had to get periodic checkups to check on it? Or what did they tell you initially about sort of the long-term effects of this disease?
Well, it's something that just doesn't go away. You know, when I, like, my diet has carried me this far, you know, because if you remember back when ESPN, it was a miracle for me that I didn't have to have the surgery. And that's when I said, you know, it's a miracle everything was back to normal. The diverticuli, they never disappear. It's whether or not they become inflamed and infected, and that's the problem. So that's where I'm at. I felt the symptoms about 3 weeks ago, and I got on the antibiotics that are supposed to help manage this, and they didn't do its course. So I started a second course of antibiotics, and throughout this process, you got to understand that my body, I wasn't able to go to the gym and perform. There were days where I'd have to miss a workout just to get more rest so I could go in the next day. But when I went in the next day, I just didn't have enough energy to finish the workout or to be at the top of the game. So when you have a 12-week training camp and it's condensed to 6 weeks, or even less than that, and I'm not able to be where I should be, it's not a very smart athletic decision for me to step in the octagon on June 11th. So I had I've only got 3 weeks to maybe turn this thing around, and I don't feel we just didn't feel like that I can do that. So instead of putting my health and my career on the line, I've got to nip this in the bud. That's where I'm at, you know?
Thanks.
And we'll move next to the site of Ariel Helwani with AOL. Your line is open.
Hey, Brock, my best wishes to you. I'm just wondering if you've ever been introduced or talked to another athlete who has had to deal with this in the prime of their career.
I don't know any other athletes. You know, this is something that's very rare for a guy in his 30s to even have. So the doctors I'm dealing with are used to dealing with 50-year-old men and older that have this problem. So they have seen occasional 30-year-old males with this problem, but they're not ultimate fighters. They're businessmen, or I don't know what they do. They don't have to push their bodies to extreme limits, and they can manage it. I've been unsuccessful. I feel really bad, but I guess I'm unsuccessful at being able to manage this and being an ultimate fighter. So we got to figure out how to manage this or take care of it so that I'm able to be the ultimate fighter that I need to be.
And is there something that you can look back on, or did something happen that maybe you made one decision over the other that you think might have, you know, resulted in this flare-up to happen?
No, that's just it. You know, that's what's so frustrating about this. That's why I'm very frustrated right now, is because I've been doing all the right things, so I thought, you know, but that's what's very depressing about this, and I feel really, really angry about it. You know, it's like I wanted more than anything to fight Junior Dos Santos and to win that fight and to get a shot at Cain Velasquez. I want nothing more than that, and so now, but more importantly, my health and my family are more important. So, we'll keep things in perspective.
And just one other question for you, if I may. Dealing with people who have had to overcome serious illnesses, obviously the mental side of it is a very big thing. How did you come to terms with it? And how is you mentioned that you're depressed, but if you could just talk, like, how are you trying to stay positive and have come to terms with this, that you need to keep fighting?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, this is a speed bump in the road. I mean, I've had plenty of speed bumps throughout my life, and I guess depressed or disappointed is kind of the same thing for me, you know, more disappointed than anything, and frustrated that my diet wasn't, you know, that's why, you know, you asked me if was there one certain thing that I can remember. Well, there's not. Other than, you know, pushing myself to the limit to try to beat Junior DeSantos on June 11th. So I can't put my finger on it.
And just one quick one for Dana. You mentioned that Carwin is now fighting Junior DeSantos. I was wondering if Carwin's opponent, Animo, now has a new opponent.
We don't yet. We'll figure that out, though.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll move next to the site of Ron Kruk with Inside MMA. Your line is open.
Hey, Brock. Best of luck in fighting the reoccurrence of diverticulitis. A question for you. If you do decide to have the surgery, do you know what that consists of and how long you would be out?
I don't know. I don't. We haven't discussed that. You know, I just wanted to – most importantly, I went to Mayo Clinic to see, you know, at what stage this was at, because I was scared that I didn't want to end up like I did the first time. So that's why we went down there and to figure out, you know, okay, it's I don't have any perforations in anything, and there's no emergency need to operate at this moment. So. No, I don't. All I know is that there, you know, there's a good success rate. You know, just by doing prior research after my first bout with it, you know, I do know a little information on it, but this is something that we haven't discussed yet with the doctors.
You don't believe this to be career threatening?
Well, I don't foresee it to be. I really don't. It's a matter of removing some of my colon and reattaching it and you know, I can't foresee that it being a career-ending ordeal. At least I hope not. You know, so. At the end of the day, you know, my career is way far down the list from being healthy. So. I hope not.
Understood. Thank you for the time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And we'll move next to the site of Rafa Hernandez Brito with eloctagano.com. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hey, Brock, I'm sorry to hear about your illness. And if people want proof about what a tough guy you are, being a diverticulosis patient myself, I just find it amazing how you are able to fight and go through all the training with diverticulitis. But and also the fact that you just referred to the colon resection surgery like it's something like no big deal. But have you talked to your doctors of whether your regimen of training and the amount of punches that you receive in the abdomen, which is the area that is affected mostly by the diverticulitis, has it either accelerated your illness? Because it is clear, like you mentioned, that even if you keep the diet that you're supposed to be keeping, and it still comes back like it has to you. But and also, have they told you that, or have you discussed with them your work and what you do, and if it's either helping or making it worse?
No, there was no concern prior to my first occurrence that none of the doctors said that a shot to the abdomen is going to have any significant damage, you know, so that's not a worry. You know, I got to explore the surgery, the different options, but I don't, you know, at this moment in time, we haven't even explored that, you know, but they didn't say, they never said back when I had my first occurrence that was a concern of theirs.
Okay. Thank you, Brock, and good luck.
Thank you.
And this does conclude our question and answer session. I'd like to turn the call back over to Dana White for any closing remarks.
Thank you all very much for calling in on such short notice. We appreciate it. And thanks, Brock, and good luck, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for all the support, everybody. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
And this does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at any time and have a wonderful evening.